Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Berenstain. Now, here's Spike.
Smith's Sweet Emotion, Zuckerman. That's what I'm playing.
Excellent song.
Let's just groove on it for a second.
That rocks it towards me.
What did you say?
Which album? Rocks or Toys in the Attic?
I don't remember. I'm not one for remembering any words of songs or even titles or albums, unless it's Hendrix, maybe. Here they go. Talk about things that nobody cares. Boston Boys. I don't think I really appreciated these guys when I lived in Boston. I would hear them on WBCN, but I never truly appreciated Jay Giles' band and Aerosmith. But I do now. And Steven Tyler's out here, right? We see him walking around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Shuffling about.
Yes.
A layabout in a bathrobe. And slippers.
Very, very skinny.
I'm looking at Zuckerman. He's got a dog on his lap. Can I take a picture right now? Just No, back the way you were. Just like that. I want everybody to see the new Zuckerman.
I've always been a dog person, Ferriston.
Yeah, but
always.
You've never podcasted with a dog.
Okay, well, I have Rufus because Koji is not to be trusted.
Oh, yes.
With Rufus.
But I love Koji because he's a murderer. Right?
Yes, he is.
He's a what kind of dog?
He is a Shiba Inu, and he's so sweet to people, but he kills small animals.
He hunts at night.
Yes.
And while we're each in our respective domiciles watching Lincoln Lawyer, you'll send me pictures of the things that Koji has killed in the evening.
He's a surprisingly effective birder. I don't know how he gets the birds, why the birds are at his level, but if they happen to be at his level, he's going to kill them.
And if the picture's good enough, I take it into the boys' room. I go, look, Koji's covered in blood again.
Yeah, that's what he loves. If he kills it, he's got to rub it on his neck. He gets down like a T-Rex without arms and rubs it all over his neck in victory.
What is wrong with him?
Everything.
Well, it's just me and Zuckerman today. Old school show, because Johnny's where? He's in England?
Yes, he's wrecking.
Doing what?
Wrecking the English Isles. He's at Goodwood.
Oh, he's at Goodwood. Someone just a minute ago sent me a picture of a 250 GTO on fire at that event.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
Apparently, they put it out quicker. Right. It had a fire suppression system. But yeah, that's a bad day for the owner.
It's still great that these guys are doing it right?
Yeah. I mean, $70 million on fire.
Why not? Why wouldn't you do that? He's not going to be around long, that guy. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Well, does the same apply for $70 million paintings? It's Saturday morning.
You know what? It doesn't. because the $70 million painting is gone forever.
Forever, right.
Right. The GTO can be repaired for a few hundred thousand dollars.
Right.
There's very different. Right. People don't think that way. Some car guys don't understand that. It's not that bad to fix these cars, even if they're worth tens of millions of dollars.
That's what they would do, in period. That's all that all of these cars
right.
were raced and crashed. Big
yeah.
deal.
Yeah. So what?
So what? But I'd still like to see some crazy billionaire lunatic go and set his $70 million painting on fire. What on Saturday morning, Ferriston? Let's torch this Manet.
Why not? Look, I got no problem with that. It wouldn't faze me in the least. I know the art world would freak out and it's gone forever. There's a lot of stuff to look at these days. This isn't like the old time before Instagram, right? I understand when there was no Instagram and other things. Yeah, let's paintings. We got to look at these images. But now there's a lot of other stuff to look at.
Right, and Impressionism is dead now.
I love it. I love Impressionism, but it's old.
Yes.
Are we just uncouth vulgarians at this point, Zuckerman?
We're just dicks. We've shed any of our outer clothing. We're just telling it like it is.
I mean, imagine getting one of those old tour guides to talk about, I don't know, Ted Gushue's latest photograph. A brilliant photographer, type 7. But imagine him going, what Ted was thinking this morning when he photographed this Porsche. He had a limp, and you can see in the tints he's applied to his photograph of the Porsche 911. They could do the same bullshit for any Instagram photo. You right. know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
He cut off his ear, Van Gogh. No, he's a fucking lunatic.
Ted didn't like his latest picture of the Costa Smeralda, and he hacked his ear off with a putty knife.
Why are we still talking about him? It's all, uh-oh, what's Rufus about to do here?
Rufus wants to jump onto the couch. I helped her.
Okay, Rufus.
Rufus means the red.
Rufus is such a contradiction in a dog. The name is a male name. The dog is a female dog. The face is a male face. The dog is a female dog.
We are in the era of gender fluidity, Ferriston.
And that's what Rufus is. Rufus is a citizen of the 2023.
That's correct.
She, he is all things.
That's right. Rufus means the red in Latin. And there was William Rufus was one of the first kings of England, William the Red.
Really?
There's your history lesson.
And is that why Rufus is named Rufus?
No, I just always wanted to name a dog Rufus. And I didn't care if it was a girl or a boy.
Well, there you go.
And she is very Rufus.
We've got a lot of cars to talk about. On Spike's Car Radio. It's a nice chill day. Nice mellow day. This is a very exciting day for me. I'm going to be driving the GT4 RS for the very first time. Our friend from New York didn't show up last week, so I never really drove it. And by the way, Mercedes dropped a press car in the driveway, so I was with that, which we'll talk about. And there it is. Sitting right there, Zuckerman. Oh, man. Looks just right.
It is really, you spec this car perfectly.
It's really interesting. I can't wait to see what I get to do in it today. Maybe I'll get milk in it. Maybe we'll hit the canyons.
Wear some ear pods.
But you're in a car. Zuckerman has a press car, which
my
was
first.
Very exciting. So last night you texted me, you go, I've got the tennis ball electric BMW.
Yes.
They dropped it off.
They did. It was very...
That happen? Did they ask you or did they just go to your house?
Well, you know I know those fellas.
Oh, right.
And so they wanted me to drive it. They wanted my impressions.
They were more excited about you driving it originally than me. They said, could you get this to Zuckerman? And I said, no, that's not how it works. But you know where he is. If he says yes, he'll take it.
And this is the first time I've experienced what you've experienced, which is... Coming home, I came home. They met me in Baldwin Hills. They met me at 4 o'clock. They had a wonderful guy at an enclosed carrier, had pulled the car off,
oh, nice.
Had put it in the driveway, and coming home to a new car
yeah.
was fantastic. And so the guy gave me a quick run through on the functions.
Right.
And they're fairly simple once you know where they are. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of different functions. And I threw the dog in the house, and I took it for a ride. And
a night ride.
A night ride in the hills of Baldwin Hills.
Wow.
And then I drove it again, second day, first time on the freeway today.
Yeah.
Around town. What a fantastic car.
Yeah. You're a BMW guy too, so you have a lot of experience in these older BMWs. What compare that, the petrol engine vintage BMW to this thing?
It does all the right things better, and then it negates some of the negatives of the old car very well.
Right.
And as one of the listeners pointed out, it's easier to take a car that's underpowered and handles great and give it a little more power via batteries mm-hmm. than to take a car that has high horsepower but handles terribly and make it handle right. That's a harder task. So this car handles like a BMW. Like a 2002. It really is perfect. They did great with how they distributed the weight of the batteries. So it does feel a little bit heavier, but it still feels like a perfect 50-50 weight distribution car. It's got a small prototipo steering wheel.
Which is nice.
Which is really nice, small diameter wheel. It handles great. The power, as you pointed out, the first time I stepped on the gas, I almost did go into the house.
Yeah, you'll go right into the wall.
Well, yeah, I almost created a new garage inside the house.
Because there's a moment where you're not quite sure, is this thing on? Did I do the proper sequence? And then you touch it and it goes boom.
Right, you said, and it takes very little touch on the gas pedal get it to full power.
You want to lay a feather on it.
Yes.
What is Rufus doing? Rufus, stop eating the plant. Oh, he's eating the plant.
She is fine. She's part goat. I don't care.
But that's not a poison plant.
That's not a poison plant.
Okay.
And if she's poison, we'll find out later. She'll be throwing up in the TE.
I've never seen a dog eat a plant before.
She's cucumber. She's grass. She eats broccoli. She eats watermelon. But she likes to do this.
All right. I'm just filming a little of it. So
filming a little bit of this goat dog.
It's, caterpillar behavior.
Yes. Okay, now throw up on camera. So
it gets a leaf off.
What
would you do? So you like it. You're a purist. You would drive something like this.
It really opened my eyes to it, possibilities.
Same for me.
I said, okay, this is not a gimmick. This is valid.
Yes. Now, I don't know that I could make that same leap to a 911 that's electric.
No.
Yes.
Because what you want is to take the perfectly balanced underpowered car and apply this electrification.
That's my opinion.
So one of the listeners messaged and said, which one of my cars would I do this to? I'd do it to that Type 34 VW sitting over.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the perfect car to have this transplant. A 911, no.
That's a good point of view. I like that. Yeah, a 911 already has the right amount of power.
Yes, it's already perfect. This Type 34 is under power, but it handles great. It looks brilliant. It's got a great greenhouse. This is what you would do it to. What I really appreciate on this car, and it has not been restored, which blows my mind, is the lack of wind noise when I was on the freeway. You said something about the lack of noise on this car. Normally, on an old car that has some wind noise, there will be wind noise. The engine covers it up, you said that. In this car, I was on the freeway, and it was the wind noise didn't make me crazy. It was all very pleasurable and charming. If I had, I'd like a little more top end on this car. It accelerates really fast to 60 miles an hour.
And then slows.
It slows down. I need this thing to go that fast.
Did you pop it in the sport mode? Did you pull that lever?
I pulled that thing out.
But that's the golf carty nature of the power curve I was talking about.
Yes.
There's a lot up front, and then it starts to
peter out.
So, which makes it an urban kind of driving vehicle.
Right. If I was doing it, I would say to them, and I'm sure they have to balance the range and all of these things and the weight of the vehicle, I'd like oomph up to 80 or 90 in this car, because certainly the chassis, the steering, the suspension, and even the brakes could handle that.
Yeah
for sure.
Right.
So to me, home run. And they haven't painted this car. It still looks great. Mm-hmm. They had a great donor car in this car.
Yeah
So, yeah, I would consider
why don't you give them the Volkswagen?
It sounds like a lot of money, though, right? It's a lot of money.
140,000 €1,000 for that conversion.
Right? Yeah, if I hit some, if I get some unexpected bucket of money in, maybe.
Good news! A lady fell in a grave.
True story, folks.
It happens. It definitely happens. Well, we should do an ad. Let's do an ad. And today we're talking about Vredestein Tires, the official tire partner of Spike's Car Radio. That's right, our official tire sponsor. They have been putting tires on all of the Spike's Car Radio host cars and family cars. Erica, my wife, has Quadtrac Pros on her Tesla, which smoothed and quieted the ride. I can feel it. Jerry has tires for his Volkswagen Beetle. He's got Sprint Classics on there. Johnny has them for his Rivian. Zuckerman will be getting them for his BMW. And they also had an amazing vintage tire, the Grip Classic, that I put on my Land Rover Series 2A. We love Vredestein. And they have had a long relationship with amazing designer Giorgetto Giugiaro, who's a legendary automotive designer. Designed a couple of cars you might have heard of, the BMW M1, the DeLorean, the Lotus Esprit, the Maserati Giblet, Alfa Romeo, Alfetta GT. He also designed a bunch of cool Seiko watches. Remember Sigourney Weaver's Aliens watch? The Seiko Speedmaster Ripley, he designed it. Seiko Speedmaster LCD driving watch worn by Anton Senna. Come on. Now he's designing the tires. Wait till you see those sidewalls on the Quadtrac Pro that's on the Tesla. You'll see that design. So, Vredestein, check them out where you get your tires. You can go to Vredestein.com and learn about where they sell them. They're everywhere. They're everywhere in the world, and they're the tire for you. All right, back to the show. Here's what I was going to say before that advertisement read. You talked about high horsepower vehicles that are difficult to drive, and I have one.
What do you got?
I have the brand new luxury electric SUV Mercedes EQE SUV AMG. So it's an AMG, like, think of it as a Model Y competitor electric platform that Mercedes has.
Wow.
Dropped off. 4MATIC, not the dual, so power to all the wheels. It's a $110,000 SUV. It is very fancy. It is very fast. The horsepower is 677 horsepower.
Wow.
It's got that really cool rear axle steering. So when you know, when they pulled it in the driveway, they were able to maneuver. You can just see that rear wheel turn.
Crazy.
It's fun. But it's lacking in a couple of places. Like and this car was just dropped off yesterday, and I have not been able to find my groove in it. And when you said something that's got a lot of horsepower that's not easy to handle, that really resonated with me. What is that?
She's eating dirt clumps now. Oh, no. Out of the plant. Stop that.
Wow.
Go.
This is not going to end well. You got to pick a, be careful about what car you pick next, because the dog's going to puke in it.
Well, I don't know if the barbarians will mind. They come from land. They come from a region.
See, that's
of
the
puking.
Other good thing about press cards.
Yes,
you can put the barfing dog in it.
Yes.
Yeah, you go ahead. No problem.
It'd be just like Oktoberfest. Barf everywhere.
It is, and still we're nicer to press cars than any of these other guys are on racetracks. Anyway, let's talk about this Mercedes AMG EQE SUV. It is monstrously fast. 0 to 60 is 3 seconds. It jams, and I'm not vibing with it yet. Hold on. Forget about him. I'm really not vibing with this car yet because it is, I'm having trouble driving it on Sunset. Like it doesn't handle like an AMG car should handle, right?
Right.
When you see AMG on something, you expect not just speed, but handling. And this thing, you know, and the EQ platform I like, the electric SUVs from Mercedes I like a lot. This thing seems a little too overpowered for what it is. A lot too, actually.
So is it the weight that's affecting the weight in the center of gravity?
It seems overpowered for what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way to describe it except it seems a little unruly. And for the type of vehicle that it is, like, you know, you get into a Lamborghini Urus, you get into that Turbo GT. I know those are gas-powered cars, but there's a feeling of competence and performance with those.
It feels smaller than it is.
No, it feels sure of itself on the road. Right. This one is a little toastery. It's a little squeezed in, and it's a little upright. And I, you know, I haven't found a seating position that doesn't make me feel like I'm driving like an electronics delivery van of some kind. You know, when the computer guy comes over, you know, he's got that kind of. So you're kind of upright like that, but then you've got 677 horsepower of all electric, right? It's really silly. And you've got these three modes: comfort, sport, sport plus, each with their own distinct sound. So comfort's kind of okay. You turn it on, it sounds like a futuristic jukebox turning on, like
warlords right? of the 23rd yeah. century.
Yeah, you unlock it, and it was really annoying me. But when I did it to the kids, they loved it. They're like, "This is the greatest thing we've ever seen." Then I said, "Listen to this." I had to pick up. You know, my whole life is picking up kids, so I've got the perfect thing to do that. I get in this thing with both kids at different times and said, let's watch what this thing can do. Put it in sport plus mode. It takes off. It sounds like a, you know, it's a sci-fi movie spaceship. It goes,
teleportation.
And I go, isn't that stupid? They go, no, this is amazing. So maybe I'm too old for this idea. But as a parent, like, you could definitely see a parent going, wow, I want to drive this because the kids love being in it. And, you know, their friends are like, what is it? It's a beautiful dark blue metallic. This SUV is a lot of things, and I've only, forgive me, been in it for about 12 hours. So I don't think it's fair for me to really not like it yet. But I have not, you know how you find a vibe with a car?
Right.
I haven't found my vibe with it. The Bentley SUV, I was immediately kind of in a vibe and went, oh, I got this. I know how to drive this. I know where to drive it and when not to drive it. It fits into my life a little bit. This one, I don't know. By the way, the Mercedes thing, they've got to start simplifying. It's getting more and more complicated. I could show you a picture of that steering wheel. You just get lost. You can do a lot with it, but you just get lost in the choices and the number of knobs. And it's gone what Tesla does with simplifying. These folks are going, hey, let's go the other way. You know, it's a valid criticism. They need to simplify and get some of the stuff off the steering wheel and get
too many layers, too many choices.
Now, I was complaining about charge pads last week. Their charge pad is great. It works perfectly. You drop your phone in every time. You're not adjusting it like your crank in your pants during a tennis match like Medvedev. You don't watch tennis, but Medvedev's hand is on his crank between every hit, every ball. He's hand cranking it, pulling and poking at himself.
Mm. Yeah, that's very nice, like the vanilla ice of the tennis.
It's
tennis
funny though, court. Zuckerman, because the tennis, when they, it's all televised, obviously, and they're in pretty tight shots, right? It's not exactly waist up, but it's, you know, up from the ankles, and so you're watching tennis, and you're just watching a guy adjust his crank.
Maybe 50% of the population likes that.
A Russian growling guy, you know, a gnarly kind of Russian. Crank adjusting.
My dick, my kebab.
Anyway, I'll keep driving this thing, Mercedes. And there's a lot to like about it. It's wild acceleration. The fit and finish is beautiful. The smooth ride, the quietness. It is absolutely silent inside. The ride is very smooth.
How do you feel? Does this compete against Tesla? And how does it compete?
It definitely does in those regards. Not acceleration, but fit and finish and smooth ride are better. The range is pretty average. It's only 250 miles to the charge, which is not good enough. That's not good enough.
And that's a factor of horsepower and speed?
I don't know, but that's not what people want. And if they want a fast electric, they don't want it shaped like this. And, you know, it doesn't handle like other AMGs. You have an expectation of handling that's just not there. But here's the good news. Listen to all the manufacturers that are going to be using the Tesla superchargers. which has been the big holdup with these other brands, right? People choose Tesla more often than not, not because of they like the cars. They want that charging network. Ford, this is all next year. Ford, GM, Honda, Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, Polestar, Rivian, and Volvo announced that their vehicles will now be able to use Tesla superchargers, or will be in 2024. I think Rivian is 2025. And Fisker, should they still be around and not bankrupt, they will be also in 2025.
That will be bigger. That will be a bigger emergence from hospice than our friends at Lotus. I mean, they're deep in hospice.
They are. And they've got some cool-looking stuff, but I've heard some things, at least about the press cars, that made me go, nope, they're not going to make it. But maybe. Maybe they're in their beta phase and they're going to fix it. Who knows? But how about all of those cars? You'll see those at the Tesla Supercharger.
Well, Tesla's just won that war. They're now the dominant system. They're the QWERTY keypad of all keypads.
Right.
They've won the operating system. And that in and of itself just further cements that Tesla's not going anywhere.
Well, at least the charging stations.
Right. In some form or another, they are now an integral part of any electric vehicle future.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think if they've secured those brands, it's just a question of time before the rest fall
into
line.
You know, it's fun you don't have with Tesla, but the Tesla, I find myself wanting to go to the Tesla supercharging station. I like it. It's away from my house. I sit with other Tesla people. I watch a little Netflix on the TV. It's inside the car. And it's a good experience as opposed to Electrify America or any of these other weird parking lot places where you just feel like at any minute I could get mugged by somebody.
Maybe there should be a little salon where the California people go and smoke some blunts.
They are doing that. I mean, they're opening a diner in Hollywood, the Tesla Diner. Don't order the shrimp. Trust me, don't order the shrimp. The musk shrimp.
Anything musky.
What other good news? Excuse me. Let me... the air is bad.
Flemulous.
Sorry. I apologize. After months of customer hellfire... It's another BMW story. BMW is no longer charging monthly fees for heated seats. I guess nobody paid for that subscription. Duh.
And everybody hated it. And hated them.
The luxury automaker wanted to streamline production and reduce costs by physically installing heated seats in every single car, since 90% of the BMWs are bought with seat heaters anyways. Then owners who didn't spec heated seats from the factory could digitally unlock them. This is just such a stripper money grab with a monthly subscription. Can you imagine subscribing to your seats there? Because this is going to get me mad all over again. Or a one-time perma-buy option, Zuckerman.
I want to know who came up with this bright idea and then who agreed to it. They should have...
Pieter Nota, marketing boss, still believes it's a good idea.
He still believes it.
Pieter, it is a bad idea.
You fucking idiot.
You fucking dope. Stop.
Stop defending it. It was a terrible idea and you got your ass handed to you.
Yes. I love capitalism, but capitalism right now is out of hand in this country. The way it is, with the extra fees, the way it's grinding humanity. Everywhere you look, for every little thing, you put your blinker on. Every time you use it, you have to pay us. Fuck you. Stop.
Here's what was the equivalent of this was these robo delivery, these food delivery carts.
I love
that. Had a built that you had to tip those people, those robots.
You had to tip a robot?
Yeah. They were just taking the money. Why would you be tipping a robot? The robot put a person out of work, a person who needs the tips.
Yeah.
Why would you tip a robot?
It seems like the robot, whenever I see them around L.A., takes a really long time to get there. Like, I've been trying to get one to come up to my house, but they won't come up to the hills.
Those things should be thrown in the Venice canals like the bird scooters.
People do them.
Do they really?
Yeah, well, they're a bunch of TikTokers who treat them like people and call them by the name that's on the side. Like, hello, Eric. And what have you done, Eric? You know, if someone, you know, homeless people tend to tip them over and take the food, which is cool, which I love.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then if someone's beating on it for no reason, this TikTokers will make these funny videos. Like, Eric, here, let me help you, Eric. What happened to you, Eric? So there's a nice little ecosystem, social media ecosystem with those. But right. And I have no problem with the robots. No, but I do have a problem with people grinding Americans for no reason for fees. I'm tired of that. We're all tired of subscriptions, you know. It's just getting worse and worse. We're not going to subscribe. Pieter, we're not going to subscribe to your dumb seats. We bought the car. We want the car and everything that's in it. Leave us alone or we will not buy BMWs.
It's like when you go to the supermarket and they ask you, do you want to donate $20 to end world hunger? Hey, billion-dollar corporation, how about you donate $20 to end world hunger? Leave me out of it.
Pieter, this is Pieter's defense. We thought, now it's just an attack on this guy, Pieter Nota. We thought that we would provide an extra service to the customer offering the chance to activate that later, but the user acceptance isn't that high. People feel that they paid double, which was actually not true.
Oh, sure.
But perception is reality, I always say.
Oh, Pieter, you're taking this well.
So that was the reason we stopped. Oh my God, we got a lot. And then we have listener questions. Let me just blow through some more of these stories. And I knew you would like this story, Zuckerman. Here's another story I knew you would like. Here's a headline. Guns, drugs, and prostitutes. Police raid yacht in Nantucket Harbor.
Oh my God.
Swiggins. A 70-foot motor yacht anchored in Nantucket Harbor was raided by Nantucket police. By the way, the Nantucket police are raiding people? Have you ever seen that police organization?
I just think of the fisherman, right? The guy who makes fish sticks.
And the federal, the DEA was on it too. Wow, this is good. So this is a guy. Listen to this guy, all right? 69-year-old.
Yes.
The owner of the yacht, Scott Anthony Burke, formerly a retired doctor, was taken into custody Tuesday morning, is now facing drug trafficking weapon charges related to the incident, subsequent search of the yacht. He will be arraigned September 11th. The initial response to vessel was due to a report of a female party on board the yacht.
Female party.
Not a party of females, a female person who did not want to be there and who was under the influence of narcotics and possibly had overdosed.
Dr. Burke, you've been a very bad boy.
Investigators, including DEA Special Agent Boarded, searched the JESCON. Welcome to the JESCON, Swiggins.
It's just a con.
325. They confiscated 43 grams of cocaine.
Nice.
14 grams of Elon Musk branded ketamine.
Yeah.
And two pistols, a 380 Smith & Wesson Shield and a 9mm Smith & Wesson. Two fine gun choices, by the way. That's exactly what
you... And we know there were boxes and boxes of blue chew.
You know, the Smith & Wesson, you know, that's the one that works all the time, right? That's a revolver.
Yeah.
And then the 9mm, you want that to look cool with various ammunition. Can you imagine what this doctor is up to?
Dr. Burke, you've been a very bad boy, but I give you credit for initiative at 69. At 69 years old, you're really
He's
out
pushing
there.
You're
70. Wild.
He's you're, wild.
You're a wild old man.
I've got an idea, Swiggins. Let's go to Nantucket and moor off the coast of Wachisit and snort copious amounts of blow with the local prostitutes.
And if you need to come down some ketamine, we'll do the trick. Just don't do too much.
Why? Look at that girl. She's all foamy mouth.
Blue.
What do we do? Toss her in the drink. No, I don't think we should.
Didn't work for Teddy Kennedy and Chappaquiddick in 69. We can't do that.
Don't you remember that happened to good old Teddy? We can't let that happen to us. I bet you they thought that way. I bet you they absolutely thought that way.
You know, it's funny on a boat.
What is this guy? I mean, you must bump into doctor addicts all the time.
All the time.
Right?
Yeah.
The high on their own supply type.
Yeah.
Which is worse, a pharmacist or a doctor in your anecdotal experience with drug abuse?
Doctor's way worse than the pharmacist.
Why?
Well, okay. There's one example of the pharmacist who was he was the compounding pharmacist for chemotherapy treatments, and because he was so whacked out on drugs and needed money, he was diluting what he was supposed to be giving people. But that's an isolated example of when it goes bad. When it goes bad for doctors, surgeons, anesthesiologists, you can have some really bad outcomes. And then you also, you know, you get the nurses who have stolen the pain pills, and then the guy's hitting the pain pump after surgery. Beep, 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 beep. And
really?
He can't get any morphine because somebody took the morphine, gave him water.
Yeah.
Yeah. But generally doctors.
This guy's from Florida. He's from Key Largo, party town.
Of course. What a surprise.
He said he had permits for the guns, which, of course, were state permits that had expired in Florida.
And what about permits for the coke and the ketamine? And what about those permits? Did you produce permits for those? I got a permit for my blow.
If he went out far enough, he'd be okay, right? If he were 2 miles out, there's nothing they could do.
No, I think it's 13 miles, but I don't think the U.S. Coast Guard gives a fuck. You would be out a little further.
So and what? I know what happens to him now, but what happened? Like, this girl overdoses. Did she make a call? Did she
probably
help?
She was probably called 911 because the doctor was saying, "Don't wreck the party. You'll be fine." Just mellow out. I'll give you some milk.
We can only hope that before she left, she had bloody diarrhea all over the yacht, like Delta planes.
Oh, Swiggins, Delta isn't ready when you are. Reminds me to Peabody. It reminds me of Harvard when Smithson crapped in the loving cup.
What does that even mean? You know, this is what I was talking about, that 918 at Delta.
Yes.
This is what I was talking about, all right? You can play back that episode where I said 918 Porsches should not be around an airline. And now, here we are, a few weeks later, bloody diarrhea all over the plane. That could have been the 918.
It may have been the 918.
It may. Let's just say it was. Wouldn't, you know, I can't, you know, obviously that ended up being a big story and lots of folks were talking about it. And eventually someone produced a horrible, horrible video.
And it really was throughout the plane. Throughout was the correct description throughout.
Yes. And we still don't know the person.
It was a lady. Yes, we do.
But we don't know why. She could be going through chemotherapy or she could be. Who knows?
Amoebic dysentery.
Amoebic dysentery. What was stunning about the story was they got that same plane going a few hours later.
5 hours later, and they put the same people on it, and she was on it. Yeah. Could you imagine? You're there in row 13B sitting next to her in 13A, and you got to say, well, you tell her, do you try to comfort her and say, that happens to everybody? No, it doesn't happen to everybody. Do you lie and say, oh, I did that. I did that coming back from Ibiza.
Well, she's a national hero. She's a national treasure at this point. I'm really a big fan of hers for doing it. You're right. It's the all of us fear kind of pooping our pants incidents from when we're kids, from when we're in school up until now. It's probably the worst thing that can happen to you. And it's happened probably to everybody. She's now the winner, right? I had heard one. Previously, I'd heard one worse story.
Well, there was the drink carts guy. Remember him 30 years ago?
There was a story I read. This is a book I was reading about finance. It was about
a finance guy. The guy at Goldman Sachs, yeah.
Guy at Goldman Sachs who was on
the private
small private jet with a little commode that was only separated from the passenger area by a shower curtain.
And that didn't go all the way up. They could see his face.
What book was that? We were both reading it, but that story was previously my biggest nightmare story. He had horrible, horrible diarrhea. And he was with the people that
they
were just
making,
hiring him.
Yes, billion-dollar deals.
Yes,
and
yes.
They could see his face while he was emitting. Only his face was above the curtain, and he was emitting horrible, foul diarrhea.
I think
diarrhea.
This woman needs to... Oh, boy. I think this woman... That was me. That was me. Come here. Stop barking.
What's that medal they give you, the highest civilian award?
I think she needs to come forward, and she has to be proud. I did it. I did the most embarrassing thing.
I wrecked that whole fucking plane. I wrecked it, and then I got up on that plane again, head held high.
Yes.
And all eyes were on me for that next flight.
I wonder when they were going around for the meals, if everybody was watching her closely.
What's
like,
your meal selection?
Are you going to take the shrimp? I can't believe they didn't. I mean, wouldn't you expect that that plane, just for appearances, they should have just taken it out?
And they said, we've decommissioned it. It's out of the desert.
You can't just pull the carpet out and say we did a deep cleaning and expect us to believe that.
This would be something that I would agree that they should lie about. Oh, yeah, we put that plane in the desert. Yeah. It's out there with all the other trash.
Yes.
It'll never be used again.
Yes.
They give it a new number. They repaint it.
Speaking of new numbers and repainting, how about that segue? And then we're going to get to your questions, I promise. Bloomberg Business on Instagram had a story. A Patek Philippe watch given to John Lennon by his wife, Yoko Ono, shortly before his assassination. Was he assassinated? Is that the right word?
He was murdered. He was assassinated.
Was he assassinated?
He was shot by a lunatic.
Has been discovered in Geneva, resurfacing after having disappeared for years. Look, we found it.
Look what I have. And I bet there's a great backstory of lies.
A hobo. Yoko, hold on. Yoko had...
Or hobo?
No, I was telling you to hold on. I want to read the rest of the story. Yoko had given Lennon the watch for his 40th birthday. And a former driver for the...
Oh, my God.
What?
Look what she had in her mouth, a desiccated cockroach.
Oh, God. This dog.
Yeah.
Okay, where were we?
Hobo Ono.
Yes. Ono had given Lennon the watch for his 40th birthday. Okay. And a former driver for the Japanese artist is suspected to have stolen the timepiece long ago. So Yoko's driver stole it. The missing wristwatch has long been considered a holy grail for collectors and could be one of the most valuable timepieces in the world. I don't think so. I mean, doesn't this sound a little too good to be true? Yeah. The driver stole it. Did she really write down the serial number? What? Like when
miraculously, the numbers matching engine is reunited with the four cam car.
I'm skeptical. Count me skeptical. And what does John Lennon mean to the watch market? No, don't let him chew on that. That's an electrical thing. He'll literally get elected. Well, a good idea bringing the dog today, Zuckerman.
Okay, it was a test run.
Rufus, don't chew electric wires. You'll die. That's what, you know, when they brought Gopher over, you know how they have to do the adoption inspection?
Right.
That's the only thing that was wrong with my house. He said, you can't charge iPhones down there. And I said, will you tell my wife that? I don't want to tell her she's doing something wrong.
You just had a cockroach in your mouth and you're licking my face. That's okay. I love you.
All right. Before we go, we're going to do questions. See if our friends have... I asked them to any comedy or any legal questions, Zuckerman. Comedy and or legal questions. The first thing that's opening up is Sheffield All Sport Watches. They have sold out their watches. They're sold out. Their watches have sold out because of us. There's a post about us right now.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. I'm so happy we could help him, man. It's really great. It was a great story.
Keep buying his watches. They're fantastic.
He's going to send us some more. Let's do another giveaway. We'll give away a few. But it makes me now I got to get my watch out. I'm wondering what's happening with my watch. I'm close to approving a design, which I'm very excited about. But my watch isn't an automotive watch. My watch is a workout watch and a tennis watch. So I want you to understand that it may not be you, for you, the listener, that we're trying to create a brand here and fill a space that I think exists. By the way, there's that new Swatch Blancpain. Did you see that? They're doing
great
those.
Great lab.
Another one. So now already the Omega Swatch is now secondary. I immediately went and bought another Omega Swatch, sensing there would be a deal, and I found one. I bought that light blue Tiffany one.
You're very smart.
From a nice man in New York for pretty much the price that he bought it for. And our friends at Horace Straps.
Horace.
I was all over them immediately. Are you guys doing the new collab? They said, yes. Don't tell anyone. Because that's what you need. I like the strap a little more on the new Swatch, but you need a Horace to go with it. People are putting Horace on all sports now. People are putting Horaces, obviously, on the Swatch.
They're doing a great job. Mark, nice people.
Mark and his dad are Porsche guys, and we see them up in Monterey, and they got a great product, and they're doing really well. I told him about my new watch, and he's I'm sending you a bunch of stuff. Get ready.
Nice.
It's good. Life is good.
Swaggy swag.
All right. Our first question is from a Johnny Lieberman.
Swine. Horrible, horrible blob.
Look, he's trying to ruin the show from wherever he is. Yeah. Does your helicopter have an ashtray? Mine does. What is he talking about?
Who knows? Is he trying to say he's on a helicopter?
I think he is. He's impressed by helicopters, and they are impressive.
Until they crash.
I've enjoyed every single ride I've taken on a helicopter.
Absolutely.
From the Crash Hawks with the U.S. Army. I got to fly with those guys. They've got guns aiming out, Zuckerman. You would love this feeling. Oh, my God. You're in the center of this Black Hawk helicopter, right? On either side of you, you've got Army gunners with reflective helmets on. You can't see their face, with 50 caliber machine guns, I believe, aiming out. And you're flying over L.A., and you're just like, hey, I've got an idea. I know some folks here I'd like to make an impression on. He settled this writer strike pretty quick. Pretty quick. Let's fly over that mansion right there. And all right, here we go. I'm not going to answer. Okay. Hey, Spike Ferriston, I have two. No. James Serafino. What Porsche model best fits yours and Zuckerman's and Johnny's personalities best? We're not going to answer that. When will Paul officially change the focus of his practice to feces law? People are just trying to be funny and failing. And we're not going to answer your question. What's your favorite car movie or favorite car from a movie?
Okay. You know what I watched last night, Ferriston? This is a great question.
Go ahead.
Because last night I watched Crazy Mary, Dirty Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
We got Peter Fonda. We've got that Rourke. Adam Rourke was Deke. And we got Susan George, the funny skinny girl. And what a fantastic movie. I had not watched that movie in probably 40 years. And it was eating a cupcake. It was a wonderful little confection. The cars were great. The shitbox 68 that was hopped up. The 69 Charger that was super beefy. And you know what? And they died at the end. It was fantastic.
And Peter Fonda. What's cooler than a 60s Peter Fonda?
Exactly.
He's like Medvedev. In fact, that's who I would cast in a Medvedev movie is 60s Peter Fonda.
Yep, yeah, 100%.
They look the same.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed watching that, and that was a great car movie to see.
I'm still watching Warrior on Max. Yep. Really fun.
Are you on season two?
Season two.
I kind of petered out on season two. Should I get back into it?
If you like, a lot of martial arts fights.
Oh, I like killing and drug dealing and all that other stuff.
Yeah, well, they're dealing molasses, man.
Yeah.
They're dealing molasses. And then I watch Murders in the Building with Erica. Fantastic show. My favorite show. What a show. You want to know a show that makes me jealous that I didn't have anything to do with it? Is that show.
It's
that
a writer show.
Is a perfect creation.
It's a writer show.
It's beyond that. I mean, it's a huge hit for them.
It is.
And it's so well written and so entertaining, and
like said, makes me
think. I reminds me of living in New York, and it can get a little corny. I know people are giving Martin Short shit for that, but you shouldn't. He's a delight. Everyone is a delight in it. It's a lovely movie, TV show. Any new additions to the watch collection? Well, you just heard I did. I got another Swatch, and I think some other things. But
we got GT4 RS watch.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
Yes.
You got it. I guess I'm getting the GT3 RS watch.
You're getting the GT3 RS watch. I got
Have
the
you
watch.
Worn it?
I gave it to Dell. I said, hey, check this out.
Oh,
wear
great.
This a little
sure.
bit. And then he called me up yesterday to tell me, hey, Dad, I looked up the price of this watch. Did you give me this watch? And I said, oh, well, we're going to revisit what the value of this is. So I said, whatever you do, just don't lose it.
What is the value of the watch?
He says they go for $8,000.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
They're nice.
And I was surprised to hear that, too.
It is, you know, as the fleecing of America continues, all of the $4,000 watches suddenly went to $8,000
yes.
watches, it feels like. The fives
Inflation,
went
yeah.
to eights, the eights went
Of course,
to
a lot
12s,
more to build that stupid
The 12s went to 15s. Everything
Precious
feels like
metals, rare earth metals, Ukraine,
now that
whatever.
You're, pedal commute, now that you're a Subaru guy, do you think that the Subaru has a future in higher Subaru brand? What I don't even know what that means. I'm not a Subaru guy. I like Subaru. We haven't got the Subaru.
We like
yet.
Subaru just for what it is right now.
Yeah, but am I a Subaru guy? No. I meet them. where Subaru is their primary brand, and they are passionate, a fun group of people. Oh, Rennsport's up. Lots of folks asking us about going to Rennsport. I have been invited by Porsche. We have been invited by Porsche to bring our show up there and record. Isn't that nice that we got that invitation to work for free for Porsche?
Oh, you mean so we have to somehow get up there?
Yeah. But they will pay for the breakfast buffet.
Oh, so we're responsible for gas and lodging, and they've got a little bit of food?
Yeah.
Fuck that. No.
Look, we will definitely travel our podcast, but you're going to pay us. That's the only way it's going to work. We sell branded episodes of the show. If we like where we're going, we will do that for you. And room and board, yeah, you're doing that. You're taking care of travel, and then you're also taking care of fees. Anything short of that, no, I'm sorry. We're not going to do that. Right? It's just not that. That's not us.
Give my goddamn money.
We do Pebble Beach because it is for charity, and we make them a lot of money. Apparently, they made a ton of money. The whole Concours made a ton of money, which we were just a small part of, and to meet with our fans. But we're not doing that. We all have to work. We've got things to do.
Nope. That got said, enough of my money, Porsche.
If your son at his bar mitzvah wants Zuckerman there, we'll do it. You just got to pay. We're very reasonable, I think, compared to other podcasts that travel.
I'll be there. There'll be a segment of the podcast. Watch Zuckerman eat.
I've had a couple offers for live shows, Zuckerman, in and around Hollywood to bring on Spike and friends, not just Cars comedians, and do a live event that way. I'm talking about it. I just don't know exactly. I'm trying to figure, here's what people really liked about the Pebble Beach show. They liked that I had a front section with Jerry and a comedian come out, and he could just be Jerry and be hilarious and spit his wisdom and make the audience laugh. And then I had you clowns come out, and you did the same. And it had a nice shape to it, right?
Right.
And I got to sit behind a desk, which I love. I love interviewing people. It's fun. If I can figure out that to a live audience here in a couple of locations, this is a downtown thing, and then there's a Hollywood proper. We could do it. We charge tickets. I'm sure we could sell all the tickets out. I'm just not, I always just get insecure. Like, why do people want to listen to us?
But if we did an SCR-themed bar mitzvah, that would be
That's
hilarious.
More interesting.
Take questions from 13-year-olds.
Yeah, we'll sing.
When am I going to get pubic hair?
Oh, Jesus. Ah. Let me see. What is your shortest ownership of a car, says Neil R. Lett. That's a good question. Shortest car ownership? I have one. I leased a Porsche Cayenne. I can't remember the brand it went. It might have been a Porsche Cayenne Sport. And Dean dropped it off. And then he was on his way back in the Uber. And I said, turn around.
Oh, that's fast.
That was real. I said I made a mistake. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I can't drive this for 3 years, 3 minutes, let alone 3 years. Forget it.
That's a good one.
What do you got?
I got a early 911 Targa that had a 3.6 Vario Ram engine in it. I got it, and I think I told you this story. It was like I had felt like I was a child molester driving this car. That. Having wrecked a 911, putting a 3.6 engine in it, just I got rid of it after one ride.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. boy, I don't even know what that means.
What?
What was it like when Tom Hanks was doing a Seinfeld impression on SNL before the show even started? What? All right. You got to rephrase. Did Zuckerman ever have a Kramer-like client thinking Jackie Childs and Kramer versus Java World? I would say a lot of your clients are Kramer-like.
Oh, 10,000%.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Peter McNulty, Rennsport. There's some chatter. I know our friend from New York appears to be going, but you and I are going to have... here's the problem that we always have. We just made a Herculean effort to kind of get out of our houses and get up there for Monterey. It's in a couple of weeks. It's at the end of the month. Ugh. And while I love seeing these cars and hearing them go around the track, and I mean, it would be a great place to debut the GT4 RS, Zuckerman. I mean, look at that car. I mean, we get that thing up there. We do a couple parade laps. That would be pretty good.
Wow.
Right? I mean, that's the audience for this car.
So true.
It has, right now, here we are on this Saturday, yeah. We have zero plans to do it, but that doesn't mean it won't change.
If Porsche steps up to the plate.
They will, but, I mean, what does that mean for us, that we have to fly to San Francisco? Ugh. COVID is raging, Zuckerman. Not for me. I'm still in the honeymoon period post-COVID. I'm so happy. Going to concerts. I went and saw Buddy Guy and Kingfish perform at the Hollywood Bowl, playing a lot of blues. You know, Buddy Guy, you know.
120.
He's 87, still playing guitar. He's the, you know who his big influence was?
Who?
None other than Muddy Waters. And then he goes on to inspire, you know, Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
Eric Clapton. Keith Richards.
He's a living legend.
John Mayer's not really in that conversation, but a fantastic guitarist. Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, a lot of incredible guitarists, and he's up there jamming. And he comes out in, this is what he wore, a collared shirt, like a blue patterned shirt with the sleeves all the way down, overalls, some striped Dickies overalls, and a black cap, baseball cap. And it worked.
For him.
Yeah. And he immediately took control of the audience. Immediately. Just by being quiet and staring at them and smiling. You know how Chappelle has that mischievous smile? He's got that too.
Right. And you might be in on it with him.
And he starts playing some of his songs, and then he holds the mic out to have the audience sing, and the audience kind of limps, not really loud, sings it really softly. And he goes, you know, I know you're not used to hearing profanity here at the Hollywood Bowl, but you better fucking sing my song. Fuck it up. Something like that. The audience roars, and you're just dying. And he, you know, he's playing, and he's, you know, the camera's close on him. They have the two big monitors. He's pelvic thrusting. Here's an 87-year-old man pelvic thrusting, singing about having sex with a 19-year-old girl. And you're just like... and the audience is just filled with old blues fans, which is a weird subset of music fan I'd never seen. Like, I looked at some of these women, and I thought that would be... If you went to a Midwestern library, that's the woman who's the librarian. And she is air guitaring now and vaping and smoking pot openly at the Hollywood Bowl, dancing to blues. You know what dancing to blues looks like?
Not that good. Great.
Like that. And we were with friends of ours eating candy and popcorn and had a great time. Great time. Nothing but admiration and love for Buddy Guy and this other guy, Kingfish, who I didn't know. He's a bit overweight himself, but boy, can he play the guitar. Incredible guitar player. These guys tour for sure. You guys have to check him out. Mark Simmons says, what can you tell us about the CHP 1199 Foundation? I see a number of license plates on frames, license plate frames on fast cars. Well, 1199 is a foundation that benefits California Highway Patrol. Come on, we're almost done.
Yeah.
Stick with it. And they are a charity organization that used to give you, with a donation, a license plate frame. And legend has it that if you have this frame and you're pulled over for speeding on the highway,
you get a special wink and a nod and you go on your way.
Correct. And I can tell you from my personal experience, I have one. I haven't put it back on the car in a while, but it works. I have been told to slow down on the highway once. I remember a police officer went next to me and just went, can you cool it? Didn't pull me over. And a second time, pulled me over and checked and let me go. But don't ever ask if it's because of the license plate frame.
Then you'll get a ticket.
Then you're going to get the ticket. But I don't know that they do that anymore. I think people got started complaining about special treatment,
right,
and bribes.
And then those kind of people that have fake license plate frames.
Like, yeah. Do you know Jim Marshall, who's now no longer with us, the rock and roll photographer,
right?
Famously photographed Johnny Cash. And he would drive down to visit us from San Francisco, and he had one. And he told me he never got a ticket, that it worked like a charm. Are you listening, Zuckerman?
I am listening.
Staring at the dog.
I'm staring at the door, but I like Jim Marshall. He took the best photographs.
Yes. People all worked up here about the CVT in the Subaru. It's going to drive me nuts. For the record, I don't have that car yet. That was a press car. I don't have it yet. But we'll get there. I'm a little confused on the timing of everything. I heard I got an allocation for the Bronco. I've seen a couple now on the road, and people are telling me how much the world is enjoying these Heritage Broncos, that they're just fun, which I suspected. A couple listeners said dads at schools are showing up, kids are going nuts. It's exactly what I expected. Yeah, it's going to be a fun thing. But I don't know, you know, I've got to decide about the Defender next week. My lease is up. I'm riding it right out.
To the very
I can extend it, I guess, but I'm waiting to hear about the Ford. I'm waiting to hear about the Subaru. Do I just drive the Subaru?
I think you do.
Just get one?
Yeah.
I got to find one.
Get a Subaru.
Drive it, hand it off, wait for the Ford to jump in.
100%. That's the way to go. I'm over the Defender. I know you love it. I'm over it.
Okay. I'll take your advice, Zuckerman. Oh, here's a good one for you, Zuckerman. What's the craziest car-related case you've ever had? We heard one, right? Wasn't it that
the mozzarella truck.
The mozzarella truck. Do you have any stories like that?
You know, off the top of my head, the mozzarella truck always flips over. It always comes to mind when my client, Italian guy, he drives a little small van full of mozzarella and olive oil, flipped over on the freeway. There were so many horrible accidents, and he hurt his thumb. My thumb, what separates us from the monkey, but my thumb. And all these attorneys are there in court. My client died. My client's got paralysis. My client's got this. My client's got that. And I've got a guy with a thumb, my thumb, and mozzarella everywhere on the freeway. It was harder to clean up the mozzarella than the body parts.
There it is. That's the craziest story, and we've just reprised it. Well, Rufus, it was a delight to have you here, but you can never come back.
Not to here.
This is a shocking turn of events. I have to take a picture. Ate the plant in front of me, Zuckerman.
I know. I neglected to bring chew toys.
Whenever I have an animal or a kid around, or a little kid, that must have been very distracting for you to watch this dog go from thing to thing.
Yes.
Yes.
It was. And so if we do it at Baldy, it's going to be fine because she's got her toys and her things.
Oh, is that what she eats? She won't?
Yeah, she doesn't do plants at Baldwin Hills. She does her chew toys. But I neglected to bring any with me, so she created her own chew toy.
Really, Kong really kills it with the chew toys. And do you know Kong?
Yeah.
They make the best squeezy toys ever.
I got a duck. I got that guy who turned into a pickle. Remember the wizard pickled guy?
Yeah.
She loves to carry him around by his eyes.
Yes.
And she likes chew toys. Oh, boy.
There you go.
If I only bought a dried out chicken foot. She loves to masticate those and rehydrate them with her spittle until it turns back into flesh. And then once she has it, like a piece of skin for a skin graft, she then swallows it whole.
I've never seen a dog do this.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you're a good dad letting her eat the plant.
Well, not my plant.
Whose plants are they?
It's Mark's.
Oh, really?
And he's going to ask what happened to the plant, and I'm going to shrug my shoulders.
Mark is the man who cleans your cars.
Yes, and he's going to wonder what the fuck happened to his plant. And I'm going to ask him if there's rodents in here. I'm going to ask him what he's let in here. It's going to be a mystery to him.
There you go.
Stop all right. That.
Well, we have to end the show. We will, we'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.